As the two major universities in Washtenaw County, Eastern Michigan University and the University of Michigan, start seeing the return of students, the county health department is issuing an emergency order restricting the size of public gatherings. This is Lisa Berry, and joining us here on 89.1 WEMU to talk about that is Washtenaw County Department of Public Health spokesperson Susan Cerniglia. Thanks for talking to us, Susan.
Thanks for having us.
Tell us about this emergency order. What exactly is included?
So this order is focused on the size of outdoor gatherings. So people probably know by this time that under the state orders, the restriction is no more than 100 people at an outdoor gathering. And of course, there should be good social distance and face coverings in place. And this order restricts that gathering limit to 25 people, and specifically within the cities of Ann Arbor and Ypsilanti. Certainly, as students are returning to the area and or moving to the area, there's a lot of conversations and concerns about what that may mean in terms of COVID and potential increases in cases, both among the student populations and potentially for the local community. So part of this order is, of course, trying to prevent or mitigate additional spread. We know that parties and gatherings are a part and tend to be a part of college life. So trying to rethink that and encourage and really restrict the parties, but have that socializing hopefully happen in a safer way that won't necessarily lead to increased cases and increased spread of illness.
So this is a county emergency order. Does it override a state order? Because the state order will let you have bigger groups.
Correct. This is really, you know, in addition, the local health officer, kind of like the governor's state health officer, has very similar authority and has that on a local level. So it's not really overriding, but enhancing the state orders already in place and just making that number smaller and really easier to manage.
I think the big question everyone is thinking, will this be enforced and how will it be enforced?
Yeah, that's a good question, because certainly with a lot of these orders, enforcement is tricky and, you know, authorities can't be everywhere and can't watch everyone. So certainly there's a huge role for all of us to play in terms of cooperating and doing what's right and doing what's going to prevent additional illness. But our health officer in the process of working on these orders has had conversations with local law enforcement. And the idea is that it will kind of continue the way we have been working on enforcement, in that people, if there are violations, can certainly call local law enforcement. And the approach that local law enforcement is taking is one of education and engagement. And I should also, you know, reiterate that that's our approach too, because we also take reports, but we're not a 24/7 sort of emergency response operation the way law enforcement is. So we can certainly provide guidance and issue warnings or provide education, but we can't necessarily do that in a 24/7 mode the way law enforcement can. So depending on their capacity, they're going to respond and they're going to approach it in a, you know, in an educational engagement way versus jumping right to penalties. And hopefully that kind of reinforcement, you know, will get around and hopefully be more of the norm than elevating to the need for penalties.
Again, the Washtenaw County Health Department is issuing a public health emergency order restricting the size of social gatherings or events in the county, that includes Ann Arbor and Ypsilanti, to no more than 25 people. I'm talking to Susan Cerniglia from the health department, and I'm picturing Main Street in downtown Ann Arbor, where a lot of the restaurants have tables now out in the middle of the street. Now, they are spaced apart. Would that be impacted by this emergency order?
Well, there are already orders that are governing, shall we say, the restaurant industry at this point. So those executive orders are still in place, and they limit the capacity of restaurants to 50% of their normal seating. And of course, there should be distance and face coverings used if people are up and about either in a restaurant or in outdoor seating. So these orders basically have an exemption for the restaurants, but that other state order is still in place and those capacity limits are still in place.
You put out this press release Wednesday evening with the information, and it includes statements from both the mayors of Ann Arbor and Ypsilanti. So I'm assuming you've been in conversation with them before putting this together and they endorse this idea?
Yes, our health officer has had a lot of conversations with our mayors, as well as other city officials and university officials, really, discussing some of the potential issues and the best way that we can, work together to hopefully prevent them.
So students are coming back. I've already hearing about parties and red cup sling around. And is that really what prompted this?
Certainly that's a lot of the concern, right? That culture and that norm really around college life and the large parties, and really in terms of the potential for illness to spread anytime you have larger numbers of people coming into an area, you have many of them that might be living in what we call congregate or group settings. As well as the potential for social gathering and party, there's a lot of possibility of additional spread of illness. So that's really the concern. Like, what can we do to mitigate or to prevent that exposure? Exposures do happen. We need to make sure that we can follow up immediately and prevent additional ones. So there is one other part of this order that strongly recommends that anybody that is hosting a gathering or an event, of 25 people or less, that they also keep track of who's there, which sounds a little weird, not normally what we do with gatherings, but having that information and ability to contact people should there be a case of COVID is really important to the speed and accuracy of which we can follow up and do that contact tracing as a health department.
I was going to say that is known as contact tracing, correct?
Correct. Yes. So that's where every time there's a positive case, we follow up with that individual, and then anyone that was potentially exposed to them while they were infectious.
What is the protocol if you have been exposed to COVID-19 at, say, a gathering?
Generally, what we want to see happen is we want to see people avoid contact with others until they've completed that 14 days after. It's known as the incubation period. Once somebody has been exposed, it can take up to 14 days for illness to appear. So if somebody has a known exposure, we really want them to self-quarantine and stay away from other folks as much as possible until that 14 days has passed. And then certainly if they should have symptoms, then go ahead and get tested.
Are you recommending getting a test even if you don't have symptoms?
You can get a test if you don't have symptoms. However, if it's a negative test, it doesn't really tell you anything about the remaining 14 days. For example, if you got tested on day 5 after your exposure and you were negative, you could still develop illness in those remaining days.
I'm also hearing people saying quarantine only 10 days. So I'm asking you for the official public health recommendation so people are clear.
Yeah, there is a distinction about whether or not you're symptomatic, right? So if somebody has symptoms and those symptoms, they know that the symptoms become resolved, then that time can be shortened a little bit, if that makes sense. But if in the absence of symptoms, we still have concern for that whole 14 days, if that makes sense.
Okay. And again, the outdoor gathering is now going to be 25 people or no more than 25 people in Washtenaw County. And let's not forget, indoors is only 10 people, right? We already had that established.
Correct. And that is what remains in effect under the state orders. Gatherings should not exceed 10 people, not of the same household. So, of course, if there's several people that are of the same household, you may want to limit that even further.
So say you're looking at the University of Michigan. I'm just picturing return to campus time. Who will be responsible for enforcement? The campus authorities or the city police or the county sheriff or everybody?
Yeah, I mean, it's essentially everyone. I mean, the jurisdiction really does fall to the city of Ann Arbor law enforcement. But certainly there will be cooperation from the university as well as potentially the county. But most of this in terms of enforcement is probably going to fall on city law enforcement.
And when does this order take effect?
It takes effect at 5 p.m. August 20th. And we should remain in effect unless it's rescinded or amended in some way.
Okay, so once again, Washtenaw County Health Department issuing a public health emergency order limiting the size of social gatherings or events within the city of Ann Arbor and the city of Ypsilanti to no more than 25 people. We've been talking to Susan Cerniglia from the Washtenaw County Health Department. Thanks so much for helping us out with this information here on 89.1 WEMU.
Absolutely. Thank you.